This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Minister, welcome to FUBAR Radio.
Why are you doing that to me already?
It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas.
And you know what?
What?
Congratulations, Boris. You're now our new Prime Minister. Thank God Theresa May has gone, the worst Prime Minister in our history. And I, for one, am looking forward to seeing what Boris does.
What do you think he's going to do?
Well, he's got to get through Brexit. He's got all the Brexiteers in the cabinet. Let's see. At least he's a bit optimistic. Brings a bit of fun. The only thing that worried me is my son was watching and he said, "Oh my goodness, I'm really pleased Boris is in." And I said, "Why?" He said, "He makes me laugh." And I was like, "That's not great for a prime minister." But it's like, you know, he's a showman.
It's celebrity politics. It's the world we live in now.
Oh, celebrity politics.
Well, it is, isn't it? It's like the cult of celebrity. We've got Donald Trump in America, Boris Johnson and his bloody family over here, Stanley Johnson on This Morning today. You didn't have that with Theresa, did you? Like, his family all getting involved. His brother's a bloody business secretary. I just think it's all a load of bollocks, to be honest.
I liked his brother. I thought he looked quite cute, the younger one.
Joe? Yeah. Joe Johnson. But I just think they're all just a bloody piss take, the whole lot of them.
Oh! Well, let's see. I'm sure he's better than Theresa. You couldn't bear Theresa May.
No, well, no, I couldn't, but I can't bear Boris Johnson even more. What do you think?
God.
What do you think about the new Liberal Democrat leader, Joe Swinson?
My mum's happy.
She is.
She's a lib. But
we're
know,
both wearing yellow today, isn't
it? Yeah, we are. Listen, I'm Liberal not for yellow. The Tories. They've really let us down. Theresa May, I'm pleased to see the back of you.
What about your pal Nigel? He could end up being Prime Minister.
He could, at this rate. I'm telling you.
You could end up being in the Cabinet for all we
know. I might get on the phone to him. He might want to marry me. I could be the Lady of Number 10. Christ. What a thought.
What a bloody thought.
What a thought. Me and Nigel. No, it's never happening. Let me tell you. And
he did come to your birthday a few years ago.
He's a friend. Doesn't mean I agree with what he says and his politics, but he's good fun over a drink. I think you'd enjoy him just for a little drink. He's not a nasty man. But,
potentially that's true, but...
I mean, look at Corbyn, for God's sake. I thought he was very rude.
I wouldn't want to go for a drink with him either. I don't like any of them.
Oh, Corbyn was so rude. I just thought, oh, please. And Diane Abbott and Boris was stood up and he didn't... They were looking around, not even pretending like they didn't give a hoot. They were just really rude. Oh, that's my head in that lot.
God.
I can't bear them.
None of us are going to be pleased, whatever happens, are we?
Well, I've got one son that is Corbynite and I've got another son that loves Boris. And my house is totally divided.
And you're wearing Liberal
just
yellow.
I'm wearing a bit of Liberal yellow for my mother, who used to love David Owen in the good old days. Anyway, So anyway, it's a day of politics. We've got a new Prime Minister. I think we've got to get behind him. We need to make this country great and positive again. And I thought his speech was quite good. At least it was upbeat. You know?
Yeah, but saying at least it was upbeat, it's like, well, at least the... You know, I don't know. The sandwich wasn't mouldy. I just don't want the sandwich. I just can't be... I don't believe anything he says. I don't, like... I just don't... It's just all...
You think he's a liar?
Bollocks to Boris.
Oh.
Bollocks to Brexit.
Bonking Boris.
Bollocks to Boris.
Well, his love life's a bit like mine. Chaotic and crazy.
Is it a bit chaotic?
It is indeed. But, you know...
At least yours exists. Mine doesn't even exist.
No. Well, look, he's very full of, you know... He's kind of funny. He is funny. My son's right. He's funny to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That, well. I'm sorry, that's our leader. But look, at least he's more upbeat and positive. Anyone is better than Theresa May.
If you say so,
okay.
Lizzie.
That's my politics for today. I don't think he'll get Brexit through. And if he doesn't, I think he'll go.
Well, he'll have to.
Yeah, exactly.
But in other news, there's been some...
There's a heat wave. Everyone, I hope you're drinking lots of water, like my dear self.
Yes, there is a heat wave. Yes, you're absolutely right. But also, a new Strictly judge has been announced. Your friend Bruno must have an opinion on it. What do you know? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, of course. Speak to him most days. Hi, Bruno. happy. He's happy. Yeah. He thinks it's a great choice.
Right.
OT's sister
Motsy,
but no, you know, I didn't know of her, but apparently I immediately thought, how is she going to judge her own sister? But apparently she has done before when she was a judge in the German show, dancing show. But you know, I don't know. Who knows? I know the boys, Craig and Bruno, were looking for a girl. I heard that Shirley would rather have had a guy,
right?
You know, being Queen Bee. But you know what? I think it's going to be fun. She looks good fun. Everyone I've spoken to is very happy about it.
Yeah. So, I just wonder if there are some rumours that some of the male dancers weren't too happy.
Well, we all know Anton wanted the job. And, you know, I think a lot of the viewers would have loved Anton to be judge. But it was never going to happen.
Well, there was rumours that OT was up for it as well, right?
Yeah, but they couldn't do OT. She did The Greatest Dancer. And I think it was going to be complicated because she accepted that judging role as The Greatest Dancer. You know, she was... I think that would have been their first choice, Strictly. Mm-hmm. First choice, that's my opinion. They would have loved OT.
But do you not think Anton would have been upset? Anton Dubek would have been upset by that? Because he's been in the role, like up for the role before,
but
right?
I think they wanted a fair... They wanted two guys, two women. And, you know, Anton isn't a girl, whatever you may think.
It's a very good point.
And, but, you know, I think Anton would have been great. I think he's got a great personality. You know, grannies and all the women seem to adore Anton. But he's still in the show.
Yeah.
You know, he always gets the sort of joke act, really. But he's still in there. But, you know, who knows? We've got to give this girl a chance. And all the judges seem very happy about it. They've all, you know, written congratulations and looking forward to the show. And she's done it before. She's, a great dancer in her own right. She's been a judge before. It's thrown in brand new. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know of her. I only saw her on the Gogglebox.
Was she on Gogglebox?
Yeah, with Doty.
Oh, interesting. I didn't see that. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see then. I mean, it sounds like they've got quite a good lineup this year from what I've heard.
Well, I've heard they've got A-listers. I'm telling you, everyone is a name. Everyone knows who it is.
Well, there's Alan. I've heard Alan Carr, Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race.
I've heard
Jamie Lang.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Chelsea. Evans has got out of it.
Yeah, he was going to, and then now he's not, right?
Yeah,
Catherine Tilsley from Coronation Street. Not sure if you call her an A-lister, but still, big star.
They've got good names. I mean, last year they got a lot of stick for people not knowing the names.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned out to be one of the greatest, I thought.
Who won? I can't remember.
It wasn't a comedian.
Oh my God,
we had Snoggate, didn't we? That's what we talked about.
Wait, who was it? Who won? I can't remember. Why is this so hard?
I don't know, darling. Who won?
It was. Oh, Stacey Dooley.
Of course it was.
With Kevin.
Stacey Dooley. Well, look, I said it was one of the greatest shows. I can't remember the winner.
Yeah, but then did you see the awkward interview with Ruth Langston and interviewing Kevin on This Morning the other day?
No.
So they did this whole puff piece about her and him and Kevin and his brother Joanna going on tour together. Then right at the end, Ruth went, "And how are things with Stacey?" And he went, "Oh, going right in for the like personal questions." Like, no, they've just done a 15-minute interview talking about your show.
And you then what happened? Did he answer?
He went, "It's good. Yes, good."
Oh,
and
touchy.
Then Ruth went something like, "Well, we have known each other for a long time, you know." Like, and obviously, in her mind, she's just doing a like journalism-y bit.
Good for Ruth.
Yeah, guys say good for Ruth.
Good for Ruth. God, they publicise it. They've set up Pap Shop.
Yeah.
Sorry, we should ask about it.
Exactly.
And I think it's so annoying when all these, you know, so-called celebrities do all these, you know, celebrity magazine shoots, and they sell their soul to the devil. Yet when you ask them a question, a personal, they're like, "How dare you?" And you think, hold on, you just sold it for 10 grand and you're telling every pap to picture us.
Oh, and actually, that's another good point. Did you see the breaking news today, the Loose Women announcement?
Come on.
Katie Price is engaged for the fifth time.
Gosh. Now, there's a story I could say about... Are you sure?
About Chris Boyson.
Well,
Boysy.
Is that for real?
Yes, for real. Yeah.
All right, I must wish him congrats.
Yeah, send him a little message right now, actually, Rose.
I'm going to send Chris a message. Is he really engaged?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, I'm going to send it on the show. Here we go, Chris. Get that one under your helmet.
Did he
right.
know?
Oh, here we go. I'll just say, happy engagement.
Oh, you really are going. You really are doing it, aren't you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Looks like he sent you a couple of messages and you haven't responded there, Lizzie.
I don't respond. I rarely respond to messages, text messages.
Well, let's hope he responds to yours.
Well, no. Congratulations. Very happy.
Very happy for
him?
Yes. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Happiness. Engagement. Love is in the air. Woo.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Shall we get our first guest in?
Please.
We haven't actually even said who's going to be on the show today. We've been too busy gassing.
I know. Sorry. We've got... Oh, my goodness. We've more got, Love Island. I'm so excited.
We do have... it's two very handsome men we've got in this evening. We've got Digby from Made in Chelsea and we've got Danny from Love Island.
Wowza.
We had his girlfriend Jordan in last week and now we've got him. So it's all kicking off. Shall we play? I went last night to go see... You went in a couple of weeks ago, but we had a guest come in called Crystal Rasmussen, who's a drag queen. And I went, me and Abby, our producer, went to go see her last night. And they played a bit of Madonna, Ray of Light. And I've been obsessed with it ever since.
Let's
I've been
do it. I know, I love,
three times
I
today.
Love it.
So let's play a bit of Madonna.
Yeah!
We'll be right back.
I'm loving it. Ray of light. This is today. Sun is out.
I mean, it's not right now, to be honest. It looks pretty miserable.
I think it's going to rain. It's so hot. It's like hotter than Dubai.
Well, and it's very hot in our green room, apparently, as our
poor guest has come in all sweaty.
It is so hot.
The gorgeous.
Hello, Digby. Thanks so much
Digby.
For coming in.
So Edgley
is in the studio. I'm so sorry, because in our green room, it is extremely hot.
It's not your fault.
It's but the aircon's good here. You make the most of
it. Oh, God, I can think straight now.
We need to get on to Duncan.
Take your top off if you want and just
strip off.
Strip off.
Rinse my
Lizzie, shirt Lizzie would be very encouraging of that situation.
Never, would I? Never. It'd be good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Thank you.
Well, so, people all know you from Made in Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea,
of course.
Great, yeah.
How is that for you?
Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great fun. Like, it's actually been, since I've been on it, I've, you know, met so many, like, new people, and it's obviously, you know, I met my girlfriend on there, Liv. Mm-hmm. So that was a highlight, but, you know, we've had
Olivia,
our ups and downs.
That's Olivia,
yeah.
Bentley.
That's Olivia Bentley, yeah.
And how is it going? Why is it so up and down?
Well, it's not up and down anymore. It was. I think there were just loads of, like, I don't know, I think there was a bit of unsurety with her back then. It's a dark part now.
You were being normal.
But that's the nature of being on that show, right?
Yeah, like, 100%. It's always going to be heightened. Like,
yeah.
You know, being on a television show, like, you're always going to, I think, you put yourself into that situation, aren't you?
And cameras are watching you and they're expecting it.
Yeah.
Is that difficult though, to get yourself into that mindset
at the start? Yeah, it was, but then I don't really notice it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really notice it. It's it's just like it becomes a part of your life, doesn't it? You're basically just like showing your life on TV.
It was a bit like what you did when you did the Shirley Valentine last year, wasn't it?
I did a show, Shirley Valentine, on ITV in the summer, and it's hard though, because though I was going on dates, there's a camera, you know, 3 inches away.
Yeah, right,
you can hear it going, you know, whenever they said anything nice to me, they suddenly hear the guy go, oh, and I'm like, oh, no.
You have to still act natural.
Get that, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, trying to look dreamy in his eyes, going, oh, he's standing on the microphone cord thinking, oh, you look. It's difficult, isn't it? It is, because you've got to get used to it, but you do get used to it.
Yeah, you do get used to it. But, I mean, it's been fantastic for me. Like I said, like, I met my girlfriend on there. It's, you know, it's
and that's going strong.
Me and Liv are really, really strong. Really, really strong at the moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. It's all
who
positive.
Who are your buddies on there? Because there were some characters.
Who's my buddies? I mean, I, you know, as you do, like, you always fall out with, like, people, don't you? But, I mean, I, you know, I'm pretty
I don't think that is true. That is not real life. But I'm made in Chelsea, very much so.
No, I mean, I get, I'm actually, I'm at the moment, I'm getting on with everyone, so it's good. You know, like, I get on with, I'm really, I really like Mitt, Jamie, James Taylor, I actually get on with really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I, you know, fell out with Miles. But yeah, I'm you know, going to the gym with Miles now and stuff like that. So.
Make it up.
What have you heard about the rumor that Jamie's doing Strictly?
I actually haven't
it was
heard
that came out today.
Did it?
Yeah, it was in the newspapers today.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if so, it'd be the first major Chelsea person to do it.
Yeah, that would be.
Because
it would
they've
be,
always said they won't have sort of like, you know, those sort of
reality
people,
stars.
Jamie would love that though. He's the most competitive human being. He is so competitive.
I think he could potentially do quite well.
No, he's got every sport I've played with him, he's like secretly good at it.
I know.
Like,
can I really just tell you? I saw him in Barbados. I was just lying there, and then Jamie walked past. I went hi, and then they were started playing volleyball, and he was really good and quite competitive. I was like, Jesus, it. I was like, that guy is.
Oh no, when you like, yeah, in Croatia. In Croatia, when you're playing tennis with him, and you like win a, you know, you win a point, you're literally just, yeah, he loses it.
I love that. Well, I mean, how did you get started in the show in the first place? I mean, how did they spot you, or did you?
It was
ask
actually a friend of a friend, and yeah, just kind of like. Kind of got on there, and then I literally went on the show and I met Liv, and that was it, really. Like, it was.
You were great. Storyline set.
Just. Yeah, just kind of like blossomed from there. Went from love to like.
But was it hard, though? I know we say the cameras are there, but to have a girlfriend and make it work out with that media presence and all the, you know, stories about you, and
it was so new, because obviously I'd never done anything like that. It was so new, and it was just, yeah, but it was so exciting at the same time. I had no idea what to expect, so yeah, I guess I was a little bit like naive and things like that, so. But it was.
I think everyone is. You can't be clued up to it all when you get involved, can you?
You can't. Yeah, I know. But yeah. It is fun. You've done so well, and you're modelling now.
Yeah, I'm modelling now, which is going really, really well. I might be actually going out to South Africa for a couple of months in October to do work out there, model out there.
Nice.
It should be cool.
Oh, South Africa. I was there for the World Cup.
South Africa.
What part? Yeah, I was there.
I'm going
there
for Cape Town.
Oh, you're going to Cape Town? Well, I've got lots of friends. I'll give you some contacts.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
But, yeah. Prince Harry stayed in my hotel.
Really?
Yes, did you not read my book? Yeah. Yeah, but South Africa, you'll have great fun.
It's my favourite place in the world. I mean, I literally, I used to play like pro golf back there, so it was good fun.
And you're also wanting to dabble in some acting as well?
That is correct, yeah. I kind of come from reality to,
It happens, I mean, people do make it work, right? It's not always an easy crossover. What kind of thing are you looking into doing?
I mean, film, like, ideally. But, you know, that's kind of like working in the background kind of thing. But, yeah, I'm having acting lessons and things like that, so trying to...
Oh, fantastic! Good first step. Yeah, good for you. I mean, but do you think there could be wedding bells? I don't want to get hat
what, with
yet.
Liv?
But with, yeah.
No, with anyone.
With Liv.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping with Olivia. Olivia, if you're listening, it is you.
No, not anytime soon, I don't think. Everything's going so well, though. Everything is going so well. I'm only 25 as well.
Yeah, but you did say something about marriage. Maybe it was a joke, didn't you? Or something.
Oh, we did that.
Happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we did that like okay thing, and Liv was like, yeah, I want 6 kids, and I'm there going, what?
Gosh, I hope you're fertile. 6.
But you forget, I think, as well, a lot of, like, you actually, yeah, saying you're 25, a lot of people forget when you do these reality shows, a lot of the people are really young. It's like Love Island, isn't it? They're all like 21, 22.
Yeah. Oh, Love
and
Island.
People are
chat,
talking about like staying together forever and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, you don't know what's coming up. And no. Also, Love Island doesn't really seem to work for many couples. So we'll obviously have to speak to Danny about that.
A few have got married, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they've had a baby.
Yeah, there was a couple that had a baby.
One got married, but it was on Good Morning Britain, and yes, I thought it was a bit sad in a bikini and a pair of speedos.
God, yeah.
Nathan and Cara, they won a couple of years ago. They got married.
And they've had a baby as well.
Yeah, they have. That really tickled you, Lizzie.
Sorry, because I remember Richard Arnold was the vicar, and he texted me beforehand. And it was the most funniest thing to watch, this Love Island couple in a bikini, speedos, and Richard Arnold as a vicar. What is going on in this world?
Well, because this morning do those weddings these days, don't they, as well?
Yeah, they do. Well, that won't happen for you.
Not happening for you,
No.
But would you hope then to do acting? I mean, can you jump from reality into acting? Is that what you want?
I think you can, yeah. I think obviously, you know, I think you just have to be trained. You just have to be trained.
Well, you have to get the role, right?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, like, first thing, you have to get the role. But
and auditioning is a tough game.
It is. It's getting that confidence to... actually do it though, isn't it?
Mm.
Actually, yeah, I did my first acting casting the other day, and it was absolutely hilarious.
Why?
They literally stood there, and I was sitting next to this guy, and I'm like, so, how long have you been doing this for? And he was like, yeah, 20 years, and I was like, okay,
yeah.
And
some people don't make it until their 50s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they suddenly get a big role.
Oh no,
and
it's amazing.
Yeah,
but they literally,
didn't
have like a script or anything, and the lady who was like casting us was like, right, you know, picture this, you know, there's a fireplace and all this stuff, and these guys just boshed it out, and I was like, oh my god. And then it was my
turn. You got your work cut out.
It was my turn, and they were there like, right, picture this, you're in the country, you're building a fire.
Well, that's good for you because you're from Somerset.
Yeah, I'm from Somerset. But it was just, I just felt so awkward.
Oh,
there I am, just like imagining putting logs into a fire.
You're at training now, are you going to acting classes?
Yeah, I'm doing acting classes at the moment.
You got a good face, so I think you're going to do well.
I don't know, hopefully. I don't know.
Do you have a dream role?
I don't know. I'm a massive James Bond fan, but I don't know.
Oh, wow.
James Bond.
James Bond.
We need
go
it
big
is James
go
Bond.
Home.
I cannot bear
home.
Daniel Craig. He's short, got big ears, looks like a little goblin. I had to interview him, but he was
he's
so rude
great
to me.
He's a James Bond.
He,
no.
is, he is very rude.
Do you not
though,
think
yeah.
so?
I've heard that before, that he's quite rude. Yeah.
The girl before me who came out from the junket came out crying.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like going in, I went, what happened?
Oh, no.
I was like, oh. But no, I like I like.
Well, this
Piers.
Is going to be his last
Piers
film,
Bronson
right?
So
he was
great.
Yeah, it was.
And I like Sean Connery.
Weren't
obviously.
You in a Bond film?
I was, yeah. I was in a Bond movie.
You're a leg double.
I was late. I squeezed Piers. I know. I squeezed Piers to death, and he was the hairiest man. He'd be really hot
really?
Today with all that hair.
Excuse me.
Yes, as you did yourself. But yeah, no, I did a few Bond films. But I, you know, just doing little Bond girl.
Yeah, you
stuff.
Were. You,
I mean, you're not allowed to say Bond girl now, by the way.
Can you not?
No, not allowed.
What do you say instead?
Bond but there's that person. Rumor that that actually is the new James Bond is a woman, isn't it?
Mm. Well, that so no,
you should
so
be the new Bond. I'm just going to say, you should be the new Bond. I'm going to have a
well,
word.
Well, there we go.
Bold.
It's
going to happen. Barbara Broccoli, she's on here, I promise you, as is Chris Boyd. Barbara Broccoli.
Yeah, you really do have everyone in that phone room,
don't
you?
I do have Barbara Broccoli. I'm not fibbing. I think you should. I think you should
it's bold.
Get in there.
It's a dream.
It's definitely
no, but we
dream
need,
big.
We need a younger, fitter Bond.
That's true.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I actually, to be fair, they haven't really had a young Bond in a long time, have they?
No.
Because it's been, well, Piers and Daniel Craig.
Yeah. And do you remember Timothy Dalton?
He only did one, didn't he?
He did one, yeah. I liked him.
He got
him.
The sack.
Yeah.
He got the sack. But I think it's Digby's turn now.
Well, let's get it sorted.
I mean,
call Barbara.
I don't
what
know
a change
that.
There.
Yeah. Made
reality
in Chelsea
television,
star, yeah.
Made in Chelsea star to Bond.
And what's Olivia up to? Is she happy still in the show and doing all what
yeah,
she's
so
doing?
She's, yeah, we're still doing the show and things like that. And she's... yeah, she's doing like she's got loads of like other little things going on, but she's yeah, she's doing well. She's doing
do you live
really
together
well.
In Chelsea?
We
you?
Pretty much do live
pretty
together,
much.
But we don't live together. But you
have
know,
a few days off, few days on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are talking about like moving in together and things like that. So
yeah,
I think that's the next step, not wedding ring, like moving
ooh,
in. Like,
yeah,
officially.
You're young,
which
you're
is
young,
the normal
no.
way to do
yeah,
things.
Which is
really.
Not, yeah.
You're only 25, just 25, aren't you?
Yeah,
yeah.
See, you're
well,
a little sweet.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It's
thank you so much for having me.
Great. I'm sorry we made you really hot.
No, I'm so cool now. I know you're throwing me back.
Get out.
Get back into the green room. Lovely to see you, David. Best luck with your acting.
Thank you so
and
much
your modelling in South Africa. I look forward to seeing all that.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Yeah, I will indeed. We can watch. I love the show as well. I really
yeah,
do
good.
Love the show.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's have a little bit of Eurythmics.
Yeah, I'll do it myself. I'm doing it myself.
We've moved on from one handsome man straight onto another.
God, this one is so handsome. And he's with the top model agency, Nevs, that my best friend runs.
It is Danny from Love Island.
It's Danny.
Everyone.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
Danny
Thanks
Williams.
So much for coming in. You were just saying off air that obviously it's worked out fairly well for you. We had your girlfriend Jordan on last week.
It's worked out extremely well for me. Yeah, I'm really, really happy. I think obviously when you get dumped, you're a little bit gutted. But since the weeks I've been out and what's been happening, my relationship with Jordan has been developing. I wouldn't have changed a single thing.
Really?
I'm really, really happy, yeah.
Is it genuine relationship?
Yeah, genuine. The most genuine relationship I've ever been in my life.
At 21, you've got some time to go, so.
Yeah. But do you feel this is the one?
I feel this is very real. And ooh, I think I've never felt this strongly about somebody.
Wow.
Especially at this stage as well. It's been like a month and a bit. So, yeah, things
are. Why is it so good,
serious,
do you think? Why is it working?
I think a massive part of it is we went on this unique journey together, which I'll never get back. And I'll never be able to do that with anybody else. And I think it makes things just straight away unique. Straight away, you can't compare it to an ex. You can't compare it to anything you're ever going to do again. Mm-hmm. And I think for that, the basis was really, really good. We started off as friends. And that was a really good start as well. And we've just been growing and growing and growing, yeah.
But it's still short time, isn't it? It's not long.
It is. It's not a long time at all.
What is it? 2 months?
Yeah, less than 2 months.
And she was saying last week you're doing the meeting, the family sit.
Yeah. Literally, first day back, I met all of our loved ones, parents, best friends.
They're at the airport though, right?
A few was at the airport, and then we went for dinner on the night. So I saw them at dinner on the night time. Loved all of her family. They're absolutely amazing people. Mm. And then on the weekend, we made the trip up to Hull, where I'm from. Met all my grandparents, parents, cousins, everything.
It's so crazy.
Wow,
it's going really fast, but it's going really good as well.
But you think if
working,
you know. Sometimes you feel it.
When you know, yeah. I'm trying not to get carried away, but I'm like literally giddy talking about it. So yeah.
That's really nice.
Away,
yeah.
Oh, Danny, you're in love, Daddy. Should I buy a hat?
Should you buy a hat that says what, Danny's in love, or
Danny's getting married?
For the wedding.
Are there wedding bells?
A wedding hat.
Are there wedding bells, Danny?
Are there wedding bells?
Could be.
Not yet, it's been a month, but
you feel it.
But it feels
right.
Very, very right, yeah. Very right, this one.
You're moving in together?
Yeah, we're looking at places tomorrow. We're looking at places tomorrow to move into, so things are serious.
Ooh, what,
yeah.
In London?
In London and Essex, where she's from, where she lives now.
Wow! So you could be in Towie.
But we were saying
maybe not Towie.
You could be on Towie.
Do you strike
next?
Me as a Towie guy? No, I don't think I'm a Towie.
No.
The accent isn't really good, is it?
Yeah, that's true. It does happen, you know. People come out of Love Island, and it can seem like you kind of said, like maybe quite intense and quite
yeah.
Big. Doesn't always work out.
Exactly. I mean, I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Does it make you nervous?
It doesn't at all. No, it doesn't at all in the slightest. I think. You know, like you said, sometimes things go wrong. You never know what's going to happen. But like I said, it feels really right. Mm-hmm. And nothing feels... although it kind of looks intense, it doesn't actually feel that intense. It just feels right and just natural. So I'm just kind of going with the flow.
Because I've got to ask, you've been texting your exes.
Have I really?
And I wasn't too happy about that. Because I don't like exes.
Who
think,
am I texting? Can you enlighten me?
Well, I was told...
Okay.
You did.
Well, you got in touch with them, basically, didn't you?
Yeah,
the girls that you'd been coupled up with.
But why reach out?
Is a strong word.
Yeah, it's a bit.
It's a very strong word.
Why reach out to them?
I knew one for like what, 2 weeks, and the other for a week. So X is a strong word. I reached out to both of them just to make sure there wasn't any hard feelings. That's all it was, just a little message.
You've been
and
sweet.
They responded as equally as nice, and I'm going to see them again and again and again with events and that kind of thing. So I thought, as soon as I had the chance, I reached out to both of them and said, "Look, no hard feelings. I wish you all the best. You know, I've still got a ton of respect for both girls." I've seen Arabella since at a couple of events. She's really polite in person, like really lovely. Gets on with Jordan really, really well as well.
She doesn't mind.
No, she's fine with
she
it.
Gets
like,
it, yeah.
Look,
I know you weren't actually exes.
I think people are really dramatising it. I knew her for 1 week.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, she's fine with it. I'm fine with it. Let's
but
move forward.
But did get a bit cosy? I don't think I'd like it. I'd be like, why you got to text them?
But I can understand it from your position. And also, you know you're going to have to bump into them. So let's just check the air is clear.
Exactly. When I know I'm going to... You know what? If I could get away with never seeing them ever again, maybe it'd be different. But I thought, we're definitely going to be bumping into each other over the next few weeks, at least. I'm going to see them at least once or twice. So I thought, if I kind of break the ice a little bit first and say, look, I hope there's no hard feelings. I've still got a lot of respect for both people. I just wish them all the best. And I think they was happy with the message, to be fair. They responded nice messages back.
Yeah.
And yeah, so when I do see them in person for the first time, you know, it's not that awkward. And it wasn't at all. It wasn't awkward one bit when I met Arabella.
So it's the final's coming up. Is it next week?
It's Monday. The final's
Monday. Yeah.
I mean, who's your winner, Danny? Who have you enjoyed watching? Because obviously you've got friends that you've got more friendly with.
Exactly. Yeah, I think Anton for me was actually my best friend in the villa. I've got on with everyone pretty much. Well, actually, every single person I got on with. I didn't follow anybody, luckily. But Anton was like my closest guy friend in there, and I think. Although Belle I was really close with as well, I just knew Anton for way longer. And I think I've got like a bond there of Anton. I really think he deserves to win.
Does Anton know who his lovely girlfriend's dad is, Tamar Hussain?
I think he's completely oblivious. And I think it's probably for the best for now. Like, he doesn't know.
Because Tamar went, we're going to have a little chat when he gets out. And I was like, oh my, Anton, you have no idea.
No, I don't think he knows, to be honest. But I'm glad he doesn't know because I think the way he's behaving with Belle is completely natural, and that's who he is on the inside.
They're
and
a
outside,
lovely couple.
So he's not faking anything. I'm really happy for him.
What about Curtis and Maura? I like the Maura.
I still think they're kind of an odd couple, but no,
you
go
know what?
On.
Again, I'm really, really happy for them too. I think.
Did you get on with Curtis?
Yeah, Curtis is one of my good friends in there as well, and he's, despite the way he's portrayed, is actually really good at giving advice. He gave some bad advice to Jordan, and he held his hand up and apologized. Yeah. But actually, Curtis is my go-to as well. Just like everyone in the villa was, like everyone goes to Curtis for advice, not just me, not just Jordan.
Why
everybody.
Is that? Is it because he's a little bit older?
He's just got such a composed head on his shoulders, and he just kind of sees everything from everyone's side. He's very like unbiased, impartial, whatever
doesn't
you want to call
judge, it. Doesn't judge,
does he? Doesn't judge, no. And if you go to him, and even if you've messed up and you go to him, he'll give you honest advice, and he gives you what sometimes you don't want to hear, but what you need to hear. And that's why Curtis is a good
friend. And do you like Maura and him together? Because she was quite outrageous at the beginning. She seems to calm down a bit with Curtis now.
I love Curtis and Maura separately and together. I think they both bring out good qualities in each other that maybe we didn't see before they got together. I think Maura we all saw was a little bit fiery at the start, but we didn't really see a softer side. And I think Curtis actually tames her a little bit. And I think with Curtis, he's got a bit of a fiery side that we didn't get to see very much of as a viewer.
We saw
it
the other
myself,
night.
But I think Maura brings it out of him, and it's a nice balance. I like to see it.
But I love the fact that Curtis, he doesn't seem to worry about, you know, because you're all so chiselled and fit looking with your six packs, but Curtis is tucking into the food and he's not so worried.
But he's quite strong, isn't he? Because he's a dancer,
because, you know,
right?
Like Curtis Curtis is, you know, he's not in bad shape. I think people are like assuming he's in bad shape. He's not. The guys in there, Anton, Michael, look at Jordan, they're all in incredible shape. So anyone who's slightly not up to that standard looks bad. But Curtis isn't, like, he's a dancer, he's in great shape, he's very strong. He's actually 6'3" as well.
Wow.
Really tall guy, very handsome guy. And I don't think he's worried at all about his physique.
It's refreshing though in a way that he's not so body conscious. I kind of quite liked it in him.
Yeah. I wonder if, you know, they're doing two series next year, aren't they? Two series of Love Island.
Yeah,
I
exciting.
Wonder if they're gonna they talked about it before, like diversify the kind of people that they get in there. What do you think about that?
Like, in the sense of
different body shapes.
Different body shapes.
Not everyone's so chiselled and fit looking. We have a mixture.
I'm all for it. Maybe there'd be less hatred and Twitter trolls and that kind of thing if there was kind of a bit more diversity.
Danny, if you had trolling yourself, I mean, because it must be hard, you get out there and you must look, put on your phone on
I've had absolutely the worst of it, and I'm not going to sit here and complain because you sign yourself up for the, you know, open to be judged and all that kind of stuff when you go on
what sort of stuff?
Like this, but I've had death threats, racism, people threatening to come around to my house, hurt my family, that kind of thing. I've had all the, as worst as you can imagine, I've had it all, and it still happened today, like daily.
Wow.
Based on what? Just because you're on the telly?
Just based off of because I've upset somebody.
The
way I've acted has offended somebody on the outside. And I think, like I said, everyone's entitled to their opinions.
But death threats.
Judgment. But yeah, there's never an excuse for that kind of stuff. I think it's horrible. How do I deal with it? Well, I know that in myself, I didn't do anything particularly bad when I was on the show, so I'm not going to sit there and feel guilty, that's for sure. The thing that annoys me is that my family get upset.
Yeah.
They had, especially when I was in the villa, they had a tough time dealing with all the
trolls.
Abuse. Yeah, because it's more than trolls, you know, it's more than just people saying, you know, the odd comment. You know, when it's racist and there's threats and they have to get the police involved, that kind of thing, that's like next level. And it really got to that extent.
Wow, you had to get the police involved.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So it really got to that extent. So I think maybe if you do diversify the kind of people who go into the villa, and then maybe people who are these trolls find it difficult to relate to people who are on Love Island. And maybe if you diversify that, maybe these trolls could be a bit more relatable. Maybe they'll stop doing what they're doing.
Do you think there's an element of jealousy involved then?
I don't want to say jealous. So I think it's more an element of People feel more powerful when they're anonymous behind a keyboard. Mm-hmm. I think when I'm in public, there's never any hate. It's always positive. People ask for pictures. People are very pleasant. But behind a keyboard or Instagram, people feel like they're really powerful.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem.
But it's so cruel and unfair and horrible for you.
It's very cruel. I think people like the anonymity part of it. I think people think that I'm just, you know, a robot or something. But I read these messages and my family read these messages. Like when I'm going to bed at night, I go on my phone like everybody else does. And you see the people saying they're going to come and kill me, or you're a horrible sick effing whatever for what you've done, that kind of thing. And it's like,
but what are they saying you've done that's so bad?
The thing that I did really, really bad, what was it?
I guess you don't even know.
Well, I'm struggling because, you know, I remember saying to one thing to Ywande, I remember saying, look, I'm with you and my head's not going to turn. That was the one thing I said, which I apologise for, because obviously, as everybody knows, I went on to recouple with somebody else. We've all...
Yeah, but that's still... It's the nature of the show.
Exactly. When you're in a show where they throw people in there who are definitely your type, you're supposed to get kind of confused in a way. And I think, yeah, and what I did, I'm never going to... I've already apologised for it. So yeah, people are getting really upset by that.
Yeah, but don't get death threats, Danny. No, I think, and it's so shocking. In your poor family, you have to get the police involved.
I think like I said, everyone's entitled to their opinions and people will agree or disagree. But to the point where people are threatening to hurt you, that kind of thing, that's never called for.
Have you had to have counselling after and help with this?
They offer it. ITV provide kind of psychologists and support and that kind of stuff, you know, if you feel you need to exercise it. I'm luckily not the kind of person to take it to heart. Like, because I know what I did wasn't that bad, I can still sleep at night. I'm sleeping next to Jordan, she's incredible. Like, I'm not going to be that good, come on.
It's very scary. I mean, look, we were friends with Mike, who was in Love Island.
Exactly. This is the point I want to stress very much, if I can, on your show. I think people don't realise kind of the damage they can do with just a few words on Instagram or Twitter. Like, it really does make a difference. Like I said, just because I've got a lot of followers now, I still read his messages, and anyone else will still read the messages. And if I was the kind of person with a little thinner skin, maybe I'd get upset and do something really dreadful.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what people need to realise, who think their trolling doesn't make an impact when it really does.
Oh, Danny, so sorry you've been through all that. That is so shocking. I had no idea, but hopefully the police are involved and this is stopping. Although you said today, you've already got more today.
Yeah, every day, anything I post, whether it's relevant to the story or Love Island or whatever, you'll get a few responses that are just
weird, isn't it? Like, was the show worth it
with getting all this and the upset?
I wouldn't change a thing.
Family.
I'm so glad I did what I did. I had the best time ever, despite what you see on the episodes. It looks very dramatic and catty and bitchy, but it's actually not in there. Like, that's probably what you see on your screens as a viewer. It takes up probably 1% of our week, like literally 1%. The rest of it is just fun, games, laughing, joking with your friends. And that's all it is. When I left the villa, I was leaving in a really good mood, in high spirits, because I had the best summer of my life. And I left with Jordan I left with Jordan as well. So then when you watch the episodes back, you're like, wait a sec, was it even that bad? But obviously the public, you only see the bad bits.
Yeah.
But I know I had so many good bits.
Oh.
And so you were in there for about 3 weeks, right?
4.5 weeks.
I went
in on day 6 and I left 2 weeks ago. And it's 8 weeks.
Yeah. So is there anything you do regret? Or you
no
do
regrets.
Differently?
No, well, I made mistakes, yes. But somebody might watch that and learn from that, so I'm not bothered about making mistakes.
But how many mistakes? Not really. You didn't make any mistakes from what I saw. You came over very nice.
I felt like the situations I found myself in, I dealt with them as best as I could.
You wouldn't change anything?
I wouldn't change anything, because I felt like I apologised for what I needed to apologise for to the right people. And then from there on, like, we're all human, we all make mistakes. So I'm not going to sit here and be gutted about mistakes I've made, because that's what life's about. You're meant to make mistakes and you learn and you grow.
And have you watched the show since you've come out? Obviously, you saw the Michael episode and, that was something else. Because I thought he was a bit of a douchebag, Michael. Sorry to say that.
One thing I've learned since leaving the villa is, you know, when you watch it, there's always more to it than it looks, right? And I've seen Michael since he's left, and we've caught up properly about everything. And there's a bit more to the old Amber thing. There's a bit more to every scene you all see.
Is it edited?
No, I don't want to blame anybody. It's not edited. It's just there's that much to fit in 1 hour. It's difficult to get the full picture sometimes. Michael's still a really good guy. He's still my friend. I'll back him all the way. And like I said, we're all human. We make mistakes, and it's what you're supposed to do. But you may make mistakes. So, like, I'm not going to get on his back for that.
What about Amber and Greg?
I'm happy for Amber and Greg. I'm glad Amber decided to pick Greg, to be honest. I'm glad for her.
It was a good
I'm happy
call.
For Amber, yeah. And one thing I keep seeing is that for some reason I keep seeing that me and Amber don't get on, or we're not friends. And I don't know where it's come from, but me and Amber are really good friends in the Villa. You see, when I left, I think I was gutted to leave everybody, but Amber was one of the people I was going to miss the most. So I'm really happy she's happy again, because I've seen her a bit down at times in the Villa. And I didn't get the chance to meet Greg, and it's just nice to see someone making her happy again.
Did you see Amy on Loose Women this week?
She's had you know what? I didn't see her. I didn't see the episode, but I've seen on her story and stuff. I tried to follow everyone as much as I can, but I've been super busy. But yeah, I've tried to see Amy as much as she's doing. She's absolutely smashing it.
Kind of went really pretty well for her, like deciding to leave, didn't it?
Like, yeah, I mean, it was good. Yeah. That walking out. Yeah. She's a Loose Woman.
Later. First and foremost, it was the right decision for her at the time, regardless of what was going to happen afterwards. I think I'm really happy for Amy that she had the courage to leave the Villa like she did, and the way she dealt with it all was brilliant.
I loved
and then
it.
I think
it was the right move. And I was at the ITV party, and I look over, and there's Robbie Williams chatting to her.
Yeah.
And then I thought, hold
living
on,
in a dream,
it
yeah.
is incredible. And he was like, oh, I love.
Aren't they
on
from
the
same? Aren't they from the same? They're from both from Stoke or something, aren't they? Yeah, I think. So,
but I mean, you know, it can turn your life around. So for you, Danny, because you're, as I said, you're modelling, you were doing really well as a model before the show at Nev's. What are your hopes and dreams? Do you want to do more TV or?
My hopes and dreams. So I already had some sort of idea of what I wanted to do before the show. Obviously, it kind of got sprung on me last minute, the show. So I already had some plans and ideas. I still want to travel tons. Like, I've still got a lot of travelling left in me to do. In terms of future projects, like, fitness is massive for me. I've struggled in the Villa to get into my fitness, but now I'm back into the fitness thing. Future projects just consist of working with friends and family on fitness is massive for me, like I said, and traveling, and then Jordan as well.
Yeah, you've got your new
pretty
lady.
Nice life. You but sound I, like I you're making to, for yourself.
Yeah, listen,
there.
I've got to ask because I watched the show last night.
Ask away, ask away.
And what do you think about Jordan ending things with Anna after having feelings for someone else? Because that to watch, it was kind of a bit awkward to watch.
I think that, and I've rang Jordan literally about 2 hours ago. I've spoke to him already since he's been out. I think that he made a mistake by asking Anna to be his girlfriend. I think he was a bit quick to do that. And that's the only mistake I think he made. I think he rushed into that too soon, and then everything after that is a bad move, because obviously he's got a girlfriend, so it's difficult.
But then he was making eyes at India.
From what I've seen, I think India apparently, and I say apparently, so don't quote me, I think apparently India was giving a bit back and we didn't see. So it wasn't just all Jordan apparently, from what I've heard. So I'm going to wait for Jordan to come out and do the interviews and see what he says before I start calling people out. But I don't imagine Jordan to be the kind of guy that I knew to just be going around flirting with people who didn't give it back.
So India was leading him on a bit, giving him the old glad eye, as it were.
I don't want to say leading him on, I don't want to say that at all, but what I do think is that the Jordan
you're very diplomatic, aren't
you? The Jordan I knew in the Villa when I was there wouldn't just be going around cracking on with people. That's not what he was about when I was there.
So she was giving a little wink behind the camera's back.
So, your favourite to win?
Antoine
and
Belle.
And do you think they are going to win? Or do they just the ones you won?
I think Ovi is going to win with India, to be honest.
Okay.
I really do.
What about Curtis and Maura, no?
I just feel like the public are just obsessed with Ovi, and I feel like
the girls in my office are obsessed.
The public are going to vote on somebody, it's going to be Ovi could win it on his own.
I am loving Belle and Anton. I think Anton is very likeable.
Think it'll be between those two, maybe.
I love Belle and Anton, and I think for me,
obviously, Tamara has sense one of my besties. Good mate.
So you're rooting for Belle and Anton.
Well, of course.
What do you think of Anton?
I think he's hilarious. Yeah. I think he's great fun, but I just wait till you meet your new father-in-law. Oh, my word.
He doesn't know what's coming, does he?
You've got the Turkish mafia.
Good Lord.
No, he's great
Don't
fun.
Don't want to mess.
No, Temer is an amazing guy, but, you know, he says, I spoke to him only a few days ago, and he was like, you know, my girl, I'm going to have a few words. I think he spelled his name wrong or something. There was something he spelled his name wrong. But so you're rooting for Anton.
I'm rooting for Anton and Belle, yeah. And Belle got on with Jordan really well in the Villa as well, so we're both on the same page there. We're both rooting for Belle and Anton.
You can have a big party together all when...
I'm really excited to see everybody again. Really excited.
They have a big closed rap party, don't they?
We've got the reunion, so that's on the 4th of August, day before my birthday. We're going to meet up in London, I think, and film like an actual episode of ITV, so it's like called The Reunion,
where
we all meet up, catch up, and just recite favourite bits, bad bits, whatever.
So you're going to do more TV? You want to do more TV?
Going to do more TV, yeah, definitely going to do more TV. I think I enjoyed my time in the Villa. Like, overall feeling was just enjoyment. It was fun. And things I've done since then, like I've done a few talks like Lorraine, that kind of thing, a couple of like radio, that kind of stuff, and I'm
Lorraine
loving it.
Loves you.
She was gorgeous. Lovely. She was lovely when I met Lorraine. Oh, really, really lovely lady.
She's one of the loveliest ladies in town.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet Lorraine, yeah.
She loved you.
Well, you give off a great vibe, Danny.
Danny, you're gorgeous.
Thank you very much. Thank you
but
very
you're taken.
Much.
Thank you so
I'm
much. Lizzie.
So are you.
Anyway, that's another story. I'd love to see you, Danny. Best
pleasure
of luck.
To be here. Thank,
thank you
very
so
much
for coming in. Really appreciate
it. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And God, the show's gone quick again.
Certainly has.
It's so good to have you here, Stephen. And Danny, it's been such a good show. And lovely Digby. So, till next week.
Till next week. Bit of Whitney Houston. Enjoy the sun.
Be careful.
Wear
it's
factor
hot.
50.
Yeah.
With bit of Whitney Houston to close us off.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.